Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Today we are going to look at a speech that was given by a Mormon apostle by the name of Robert D. Hales. It was a talk that he gave in the Sunday afternoon session of General Conference on October 7th, 2012. It's a talk that was titled, Being a More Christian.
That got our attention right away. We were looking through this issue, and quite stunning, actually.
I always thought either you are or you aren't.
Yeah, he uses it as an adjective here in front of the noun Christian.
Yeah, but he gives a number of things that he feels are necessary in order to be a true Christian. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to look at, because in this article, there are some telling comments that I think we as Bible-believing Christians should take notice of. He starts off by saying, what does it mean to be a Christian? And then what does he say?
He says, a Christian has faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is the literal Son of God, sent by his Father to suffer for our sins in the supreme act of love we know as the atonement.
Well, when he says that a Christian has faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I don't think there would be any disagreement on our part. Of course, we are certainly very particular as to the attributes of that Jesus Christ that is being referred to. We know that Islam has their own Jesus. The New Age has its Jesus, but we certainly wouldn't assume that Muslims are Christian. No. We certainly wouldn't assume that a New Ager would be Christian just because they have an idea of a Jesus.
But I've studied a lot of religions, Bill, and I don't really know of one that doesn't have Jesus somewhere in there as a good prophet, a good teacher. I mean, I can't tell you how many people would accept Jesus. So 2 Corinthians 11:4, Paul said that it's possible to have a false Jesus, a Jesus that is not recognizable according to what his attributes really are, according to what the Bible says.
When he says that he is the literal Son of God, a Christian has faith, and we could say that he is the literal Son of God. I don't believe that Jesus is the literal Son of God in the context that Mormons teach. Am I to assume that according to Mr. Hale's definition, I'm not a Christian? And let me ask our audience this. If you don't believe that Jesus is the literal Son of God, then would you be a Christian according to Mr. Hale's definition in this paragraph?
See, he's speaking to a Mormon audience, and I don't think if he were speaking to an evangelical Christian audience, he would have used the word literal. He could have gotten away in an evangelical Christian audience by just saying he is the Son of God and leave it up to your own imagination as to what that means. But he was very specific, and we don't have the speech in front of us. I mean, we have it written, but we don't know what he actually said, because sometimes this has changed a little bit, but very clearly in this article, literal is used.
Well, when he talks about literal, this is what Ezra Taft Benson said. This is the 13th president of the Mormon Church in a book, The Teachings of Ezra Taft Benson. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints proclaims that Jesus Christ is the Son of God in the most literal sense. The body in which he performed his mission in the flesh was sired by that same holy being we worship as God, our eternal Father. Jesus was not the son of Joseph, nor was he begotten by the Holy Ghost.
Hmm.
If that's the definition of what it means to believe in the literal Son of God, then I must abstain. I'm not going to be in that category. He goes on, however, a Christian believes that through the grace of God, the Father, and his Son, Jesus Christ, we can repent, forgive others, keep the commandments, and inherit eternal life. Inherit eternal life. Now, when he's talking about this, if I'm a Mormon and I'm listening to this, It's usually those two issues are always put together. You keep the commandments and then you inherit eternal life. We can repent, forgive others, keep the commandments, and inherit eternal life. In other words, there is a separation between what gets you resurrected in Mormonism, which has been termed salvation by grace. But if you want to receive eternal life, that is something that has to be earned. Now, we're going to touch this a little bit later on in his talk. We're not going to get into it right now. But then he goes on in the next paragraph. What does he say here?
He says the word Christian denotes taking upon us the name of Christ. We do this by being baptized and receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands by those holding his priesthood authority.
Now, listen carefully again, if you're a Bible-believing Christian. The word Christian, he says, denotes taking upon us the name of Christ. And then he goes on, we do this by being baptized and receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands by those holding his priesthood authority. Mormons would say to us as Bible-believing Christians, you were not baptized by anyone who holds the proper priesthood authority. That, according to Mormonism, is one of the signs of the great apostasy, that the authority to baptize and the laying on of hands to preach the gospel was actually lost. That authority was lost, making it necessary for God to restore true Christianity back to the earth through the founder of Mormonism, Joseph Smith Jr. So if you have not received the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands by those holding his priesthood authority, if you have not been baptized in water by those holding his priesthood authority, technically, according to Mr. Hales, and I think he would be consistent in drawing this conclusion, they would have to say that you are not a Christian according to the true definition of the word, at least the definition that Mormons hold.
Well, Spencer Kimball would agree with you, 12th president of the church. He said in a general conference edition, May 1976, Ensign, page 7, he said, baptism into Christ's true church by proper authority opens the doors for exaltation in the eternal kingdom of glory, exaltation to be earned by repentance, by living righteously, keeping the commandments of the Lord, and service to one's fellow men.
We're not finding any new type of Mormonism here. I keep hearing these evangelicals saying, hey, the Mormon church is changing. They're coming to a more orthodox consensus. I don't see that here so far in this speech.
Well, and you have to read between the lines sometimes, too, because, for instance, a lot of people might not have caught our previous point on the literal birth of Jesus. You know, I mean, a lot of people would just read that and not think much about it. But you have to understand the language. You have to understand a little bit about Mormonism to be able to get what he's trying to say here. And he's being very clear to his people. His audience understands.
And you raise a very excellent point, Eric, because I find that many of the evangelicals who are led to believe that the Mormon church is changing, even though the leadership keeps saying they're not, I find in reading some of their statements that they don't really understand a lot about Mormon definitions or Mormon nuance.
Well, that's because they're talking to their Mormon friends or Mormon academics. They're not looking at, for instance, the manuals or the teachings like we are right
now. Conference reports.
Yeah,
notice, folks, we're going to conference reports. We read conference reports. We read church manuals. We read the books that the leadership puts out. It's not that we ignore what BYU professors put out. We certainly do read those to see what they're saying. I would say an awful lot of times they do concur with what their leaders say on a lot of issues, but there are also several times when they certainly go off the reservation and start making statements where I wonder, oh, gee, there's no footnote for that comment. I wonder why. It's because no Mormon leader has ever supported such a position that they may be holding on that particular point. Let's go on here. It says this,
Christian knows that throughout the ages, God's prophets have always testified of Jesus Christ. This same Jesus, accompanied by Heavenly Father, appeared by the prophet Joseph Smith in the year 1820 and restored the gospel and the organization of his original church. So we've got prophets, which we would accept as prophets from the Old Testament.
Certainly.
And they always have to bring in, well, today they have a prophet going back to Joseph Smith.
But notice he says a Christian knows that Heavenly Father appeared to the prophet Joseph Smith in the year 1820. I don't know that. I don't believe that happened.
Well, you must not be a Christian Christian.
I must not be a Christian Christian, according to Robert D. Hale's position here. But I don't believe that Joseph Smith had the appearance of God the Father and Jesus given to him in 1820. There's no evidence that supports that. In fact, as we've said many times on this broadcast, that doesn't even come up in Mormon history until years and years later. Nobody knew about the first vision in the early years of Mormonism. Mm. I firmly believe Joseph Smith fabricated the story to give his other stories a little bit more credence.
Well, check out the next paragraph, which I think is very clear, and I don't think anybody who's a Christian of any amount of time would miss this one. Through the scripture and the witness of Joseph Smith, we know that God, our Heavenly Father, has a glorified and perfected body of flesh and bone. Jesus Christ is his only begotten Son in the flesh. The Holy Spirit is a personage of spirit whose work is to testify of the Father and the Son. The Godhead is three separate and distinct beings, unified in purpose. I like how he's defining what Christianity is, because he's using this, it's obvious, you know, this is what a Christian would say or think, but he's defining it for us. And it's all defined according to Mormonism, not necessarily historic Christianity.
Well, that's a great point, because if we were to start giving our bullet points of what we think a Christian is, they certainly would not go in line with what Mr. Hales had said. And doesn't that kind of support what we've been saying all along? I mean, the Mormon Church insists that it wants to be called Christian, but it has its own definition of what a Christian has historically been known as. He brings up his own rules, he brings up his own parameters, and then he says, hey, we meet our own criteria, hence we must be Christian. And that's the objection that we're raising. We're not saying that Mormons aren't good people. In fact, he's going to emphasize later on in this talk the need to be a good person. But does that necessarily make us conclude that that's Christianity? Because just because you're moral doesn't automatically assume that's Christian. It's interesting, though, that how he brings up his own criteria, and then he meets it, and then he draws the conclusion, says, see, we're Christian. You need to accept us as Christian, but yet, obviously, he's not accepting you and I as Christian.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. You just listened to today's broadcast of Viewpoint on Mormonism. But did you know that you can hear previous shows at your convenience? The Viewpoint on Mormonism podcast is free on the internet and will help you learn more about the LDS religion. Feel free to listen on your computer or download to your favorite listening device. Just go to mrm.org and click on the right side where it says On Air. All of our shows are here, so visit mrm.org today. Looking for a book on Mormonism? The Utah Lighthouse Bookstore in Salt Lake City carries the largest selection of Christian books on Mormonism, including titles such as Mormonism, Shadow or Reality, and Mormonism 101. The Utah Lighthouse Bookstore is also a great place to get your questions answered. Open Mondays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays from 1 to 5. The Utah Lighthouse Bookstore is located directly across from the Spring Mobile Ballpark at 1358 South and West Temple.